So here we are. It's 1 year later, and it's another CONRAD conference. What's happening at this year's conference?
Excellent question. This is an annual conference where we portray multi-year projects. So some projects are finishing up and other ones are starting up. So a lot of these different projects go for maybe, 3 years or 5 years. So it's a continuation of the knowledge and the understanding that we learned last year, and we build on those learnings.
Who is a part of this?
The parts of this group are industry funders. So it's part of Syncrude and Suncor and Total and CNRL, Imperial Oil. Those are the groups that make up the ERRG.
And our presenters are university graduates?
Yeah, most of the presenters are university students, and they're either taking their master's or their doctorate, and also some of the principal investigators that we're presenting here today as well.
So what progress have we made since last year in terms of knowledge?
All kinds of progress. The research in the reclamation area is always building on information that we learned before. For instance, we're learning about wetlands. Wetlands over the past couple of years have been a very large topic, and we're starting to see results that are pointing in the directions that operators need to go down in order to reclaim wetlands successfully. So that information is starting to come out. It's a very complicated process, and it takes years and years of research, but we're starting to get the light shed on the water quality, on the types of plants that we need to focus on the size of the landforms, and we're just getting a little bit better each year. But like I say, it's a long process. It's going to take a lot of time, at least 5 years, to figure out some of the bigger questions.
Well, the thing I find astounding is the amount of detail or precision that has to go into this. For example, how far down do you dig in the soil? Like, is it 20 centimeters or 40 centimeters? Why is that so important?
Sure. Each research project, they have their own parameters. And so they have to be very scientific with their measurements. And they also need to develop models. So they need to be very precise in their measurements so they can say something about the hole later on. Oftentimes researchers will what they call bracket research treatments. So they'll go beyond or below what the prescribed treatment should be, just so they understand beyond the bounds, so they know that when they come out with the answer, they're bang on with the right answer.
Can you give me an example of some things that you've incorporated now into your practices?
Some of the work that we've been doing with some of the aspen seedlings, and Simon Landhauser will expand on that later on, is we've done work in the greenhouse to make a better aspen seedling. So that work translates into the nurseries that we work with into providing oil sands companies with a better product almost immediately.
Looking ahead, what are still some of the big challenges for you and the companies that are working in the oil sands?
Well, I think the big challenge that we have in front of us right now is to understand the role that wetlands play in reclamation, in putting the land back together in the right way. We need to understand the connectivity between uplands and wetlands and the right ratios and the right proportions. We need to understand the different constituent elements that go along with that, so the chemical elements and what the water quality is like. I think these are the big challenges ahead of us in the reclamation arena.
Thank you very much, Rob.
You're welcome.